Okay, you step in as head of the budget committee and are faced with a lot of problems. How does it feel?
Well, it's not the best feeling. You know, I've been the vice chair for about 8 years when the Democrats were in control, and we've had some solvency issues in those days also. But it's always difficult when you're dealing with having to cut budgets. It's a very difficult decision process.
Do you feel that you can get the committee working together on this when they have to make these decisions that are so difficult to make?
Well, they have been working together. The first week that we met, we worked on solvency, and it was unanimous, each bill. So we've got a very strong cooperative group, and I'm very proud of the work that they've done. You know, since we've had the change with elections and what have you, we started out with a 65% new membership to the committee. They're not necessarily new legislators, but they're new committee members. So they've had to learn quickly.
It's really hard to deal with all the numbers and deal with what the information that you're getting from LFC and sort of know what's happening. How are you managing that with the new members?
Well, we have a number of training opportunities. I take a lot of time during the hearings to explain the high-level spreadsheets. We do a lot of discussions one-on-one with the analysts. So they're in constant daily training.
I've never seen the budget in such dire shape as this year. What's your opinion?
My opinion is the same. I feel like I've never seen shortfalls to this level where we've got almost, well, less than 2% in reserves also. It has been a very, very difficult budget.
What do you think is going to come out of it? Can you give any predictions?
Well, we have to have a balanced budget, so that means we're going to have a companion revenue package to go with it. So what I anticipate is an early revenue package to go up to the governor so we're able to balance our budget.
So this will go up and she'll have to sign it before the end of the session or not?
That's correct. And there'll be lots of alternatives for her to look at. But what we need to have is at least $125 million going into FY18.
Okay. And can you say what some of the revenue might be, or do you want to predict?
Not yet. I know that the Tax Committee is working on that now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Susan.